Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host here on Authentic News, this 12th day of October 2023, right here on RBN Live. Opportunity for you to call in and share your thoughts with the world right here about these crucial issues. I've been concerned, and I do believe now, the situation is spinning out of control, that it's the U.S. and Israel against the rest of the world. Most, by the way, are not subjected to the kind of propaganda we receive here in the United States, because our media is so completely controlled by Israel. As you may have heard me observe before, I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen. I have another panel, 100 executives from NBC, every one a dual U.S. Israeli citizen. A third panel from the New York Times, 100 executives, every one of whom is a dual U.S. Israeli citizen. No wonder the news reports all have an Israeli spin. Even Wikipedia is a Zionist op. Been there, done that, been not allowed to correct false information about Scholars for 9/11 Truth, for example, which I founded and shared and made worldwide famous. They wouldn't let me correct because they had their own agenda. They won't allow the citation of original sources. The very first lesson you learn in graduate school, only go by original sources. How can you tell if a secondary source has got a correct interpretation of the original sources? But Wikipedia will not allow citing original sources, only secondary, so they can pick and choose those that are giving the spin they want to impose on the public. Take nothing for granted. We have a first caller here, Jim in Virginia. Jim, join the conversation.
This is Chris. Mr. Fetzer.
Chris, okay, Chris, go.
I'd like to say that basically, just in talking to a few people today, it's probably not a good representative sample, but my gut feeling is nothing's going to change in this country until we get smacked upside the head. Since people are asleep, there's sheep ready for the slaughter. And I hate to say it, but it's kind of like, you know, a good restaurant or a good business is good because it's made up of good people. And somebody once said famously that America is great because it's got great people here, and that we'll cease to be great if that changes. And yeah, there's some great people here, like me, like you. And yeah, those the dogs, the sheep dogs, we're good people, but there's too many idiots in this country, and a lot of them I talk to are just like, oh, they have no clue what's going on. They have absolutely no clue, and we don't deserve our freedom. In my opinion, we don't deserve our freedom unless we're willing to fight for it.
Well, Chris, listen, I think you may well be right when we have all of our news media so tightly controlled by Zionists, by dual U.S. Israeli citizens. We rarely ever get a fair shake, which is why the alternative media networks like RBN become so terribly important. They're among the few sources where you can get objective reports about the news rather than biased propaganda pieces. But frankly, I don't think Americans are going to have a lot to do with how this plays out. The commander-in-chief, alas, is this total fraud, not even the real Joe Biden, who represents or is being manipulated by Barack Obama, George Soros, and I dare say Bibi Netanyahu. And just to drive the point home, 9/11 was orchestrated by Israel. The brain trust behind it were Bibi Netanyahu and Ehud Olmert, both of whom were past prime ministers of Israel. Bibi, the present, We found a solution to some of his own problems domestically by having a war with Hamas that would have the effect of rallying the Israeli people around him when he's in the midst of corruption trials, trying to reform the Supreme Court to extricate himself from his legal entanglements. It's going to be Hezbollah. It's going to be Syria. It's going to be Iran. It's going to be Russia. None of these countries are going to be able to stand by and allow Israel to slaughter the Palestinians in Gaza. And since they are going to be relentless in doing precisely that, I see world war emerging from the Middle East now as inevitable. Your thoughts, Chris?
Well, yes, I agree with everything you said, and I would add that, you know, all I need to know is that Israel jabbed their people five times. It was the worst there. The COVID tyranny was worse there than any other country as far as making people take the shots. That's all I need to know, right? And then also, I think Israel's going to get wiped off the map. I think they have a woke military. They're basically a joke. They're basically a mirror image of us, and we cannot fight any kind of war and take any kind of casualties that take real, tough people to win.
Yes, yes. And the Palestinians have been through it all. They are tough. They are survivors. The Israelis, for the most part, are coddled. They're not really confronting serious problems in life. And when they fought Hezbollah in Lebanon last time around, Hezbollah defeated them, Chris. So yeah. I'm awaiting Hezbollah's determination that they have no choice but to enter this fray. I see that happening and the whole situation spinning out of control. You have a final thought, Chris?
I hope nothing happens tomorrow, but I don't think anything will happen tomorrow, honestly, because I think they'd rather have the element of surprise. That's all I've got to say, really. Thank you, Mr. Fetzer.
Chris, thank you very much for the call. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, join the conversation.
Yeah, hello, Professor. I got to tell you, you're spot on today, man. Yeah, boy, you got it right today when it comes to everything going on over there in Israel. With Israel, you are absolutely correct about everything that's going on with the Palestinians, the whole bit. We're shooting those people like fish in a barrel. And let me tell you why I'm calling. I'm calling because people are backing this idiot Scalise, Steve Scalise, who wants to support this crap going on over there. He wants to support Israel in this murder and genocide of the Palestinian people. Now, look, I'm not pro-Palestinian. I'm not pro-Arab. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. But what's going on there is not Christian. What's going on over there is absolute destruction of a people. These people have been, like you said, have been walled up in that prison for 75 years. 25 miles along, and at the widest, 7 miles. And we're shooting those people. Israel is shooting those people. Listen, 60% of all the casualties in the Gaza hospitals right now are children. 60%. And a Christian is going to support that kind of crap? I don't think so. No, sir, not me. And this guy Scalise wants to spend our money over there on this Iron Dome and all this other crap. This guy needs to go. And so I'm reaching out to anybody out there that's halfway down a heart and wants to protect stop this genocide. We need to get this guy, idiot Steve Scalise, out of there, out of the house, and put in somebody that has some common sense like Jim Jordan. You know, we can't constantly just jump from money pit to money pit. We went from giving it all away to Ukraine, which was what McCarthy, well, one of the main reasons that they got rid of McCarthy, and now we're going to do the same damn thing with this idiot Scalise? I don't think so.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Biden's asking for money not only for Israel, but for Ukraine and even for Taiwan, too. That's no way of keeping the peace with China, I'll tell you. And these other great nations take a dim view of the way in which Israel has abused the Palestinians. My opinion, Charlie, everyone who understands what's going on, we are all Palestinians. And I say, if this spins into a world war, I can't think of a more worthy issue to have a world war over than treating the Palestinians with the respect to which they're entitled and putting Israel in its place. Because the Israelis have this superior attitude that all the world must come to worship them, that they're entitled to all the world's money, that they can lie, cheat, steal, and even kill with impunity the Goyim. Because they are the superior race. They are God's chosen people. And that's what they would say in response to my observation that this collective punishment is a violation of the Geneva Conventions, of international law, of the rules of law. It's a crime against humanity. They would say all those laws are human, man's laws. They're responding to God. Well, I say, to hell with them, Charlie. To hell with them. Your final thought.
No, you're exactly right, Professor. You're exactly right on this issue. Let me tell you, these people over there, the Christians who want to support Israel, listen, we don't support murder. Christians don't support genocide, innocent people, women and children. Okay, this is not in our book. And we got, I agree 100% that if we're going to go to world war, this is the issue I want to go world war over. But I damn sure don't want to be supporting Israel doing it. That's why we got to get rid of this Scalise and get somebody in there with some common sense.
Charlie, it's really the whole Democrat Party. It's Soros, it's Obama, it's putting the election system under the control of Homeland Security, what's called FirstNet. So the government can monitor and even change the vote down to the precinct level. That's why we have absurd outcomes like John Fetterman in Pennsylvania and Katie Hobbs in Arizona. There's no possible way those are legitimate outcomes of a democratic process. They were orchestrated by Obama and the government to make it happen. And I say, damn them. They are un-American, anti-democratic. They are traitors to America, and they deserve the full punishment of the law. Charlie, if there's any justice in life, they will pay for it. I'm only afraid there isn't. Your final thought?
No, I agree with you 100%. This is an atrocity. This is crimes against humanity. Okay, this is what's going on over there. We're starving them. We're cutting up water to women, children, and then we're bombing them at the same time, like fishing a barrel. This is an atrocity, and I don't
Charlie,
support
you're
it at
absolutely
all.
Right.
Yeah,
Charlie,
thank you,
you're
Professor.
Absolutely right. Thanks for an excellent call, Charlie. Bruce in Texas. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hey, hello, Jim. You know, all across the internet, I'm seeing a huge uptick in what you could call, not really Mossad, but Unit 8200, internet. What do they call it? The JIDF, the Jewish Internet Defense Force, and maybe Sayanim, or just people that are, you know, Israelites or loyal to Israel that are just, you know, demanding that post be removed, and they're flooding, you know, comment sections, downvoting. It's so what you're doing is pushing back against that, and so I commend you for that, and to RBN as well, because, you know, getting an opposing position out there is now becoming almost impossible, and it's an information war, like Hillary Clinton said, and she's right. Propaganda and information is very powerful. You know, it makes me sick that the United States is sending, what, two carrier groups and promising whatever Israelis need to murder 2.4 million people. It has come to this, man. Like I told you, yeah.
Bruce, it's outrageous on its face. This is This is an atrocity. This is genocide. And the world is going to stand by and watch America support Israel genocide 2+ million Palestinians for protesting because they've been abused, they've been imprisoned, they've been killed, their homes have been taken, their wells have been poisoned, their olive groves have been destroyed, their kids have been shot for sport. I mean, what happened to any sense of decency, of morality, of the difference between right and wrong? This is grotesque beyond words.
Yeah, we're dealing with a different morality that's taught from birth to the grave, you know. It's hard for people to wrap their heads around that. Yesterday I mentioned that I was in the Marines in the 1980s, and I knew someone in my unit who was there in Beirut in 1983, for those who don't know, because it's pretty long ago. In 1982, the IDF invaded Lebanon. They went up to Beirut chasing the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And so in order to bring calm to the situation, a multinational peacekeeping force was sent, including Italians, the French Foreign Legion was there, and then a unit of Marines. Okay. Now, in February 1983, this is what happened. A Marine raised his gun to stop advance of 3 Israeli tanks. A U.S. Marine captain loaded his .45 caliber pistol and raised it in ready position to face down 3 Israeli tanks attempting to charge through a jointly manned U.S.-Lebanese Army checkpoint. I'm going to skip down, you know. When the 2 of the Israeli tanks made a second try, racing towards a checkpoint at battle speed, Colonel Thomas M. Stokes, Jr. said, the Marine captain jumped on top of the 3rd tank and yelled at the Israeli commander to stop. He pulled out his .45 and he pointed it at the commander's head. And before that, Marines were getting sniped at. They were getting mortar rounds shot at them. And there was a huge amount of tension. The IDF and the Marine Corps almost went to blows in Beirut. Okay, 2 hours after this incident, a 75-millimeter tank round exploded about 50 yards from another Marine position along the runway of Beirut International Airport. Okay, so we had all this tension here. The Israelis are trying to bully and are actually shooting at U.S. Marines. Okay, months later, the embassy that they were sleeping at, I believe it was the French embassy, was bombed, and 243 Marines died.
Bruce, there's a lot of dirty dealing in the Middle East you're talking about. Do you have a final thought today?
Yes. Are you familiar with the book By Way of Deception by Viktor Ostrovsky?
Yes, I've read it. Brilliant.
Yeah,
all about
Israeli
the operation of the Mossad, Bruce. Yes.
Right. And the Israeli government petitioned a New York court, a judge, to block the publication of the book, which this judge granted, and then an appeals court overturned. This was in 1990.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrovsky's most sensational charge is that Mossad, having learned from an informant in Beirut in 1983 that a Mercedes truck was being prepared to hold bombs, found out that the truck might be an American installation there at the target, but never gave this information to the United States.
Bruce.
That's what we're dealing with now. And the USS Liberty,
Bruce, you're dropping a lot of truth bombs here today. Thanks for the call, my friend. Talk soon.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Sun, I say it's all right.
Well, Francis in North Carolina, join the conversation once again, girl. Glad to have you back.
Well, that was kind of you. Hey, young man. And, oh, gosh, what can I tell you? One, I have to agree with a earlier caller, I think it was Charlie, that made a comment about what kind of Christian approves of this kind of genocide of a people over in the Middle East, such as in the Gaza Strip and so forth, and praises what Israel or the government of Israel is doing to them. First off, to begin with, this kind of puts me in mind of what was said years ago, was called an October surprise, to start with. Now, as for who was doing what, who's saying what, and so forth, the people that are claiming to be Christian or whatever that are doing this kind of garbage, no, they're not. They can scream up and down to make themselves look good. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm this. I'm that. No, you're a Satanist. The flip side of Christianity is Satanism. And the people that are doing this, you know them by their fruit. They are purely Satanists, and they don't care about their fellow human being. And so as a result, these people are hiding behind the banner or hiding behind the label of Christianity just to get their way and do what they want to do and think that, well, people will back me up if I say I'm Christian. Excuse me? That is an insult. Joseph and Joseph, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, whatever thousand-petal name you wish to call this dude, you're an insult to his memory, to what he taught, what he practiced, what he did for heal, to get people to help heal each other so they can grow spiritually. You're an insult to his memory because you'd be doing that. So with that being said, it's absolutely abhorrent that basically the country of Israel itself is about the size of the state of New Jersey. The aspect of the Gaza Strip being like almost like a sandbar at the ocean, at this ocean side or whatever, and basically murdering people across however many yards and so forth or whatever, or a mile or whatever, is abhorrent. Basically, you're condoning genocide, and it's got to stop. But it's a, but this is, they really, depending on who's getting paid for this atrocity, are really doing a damn job of trying to distract the everyday person. Oh, they're being, they're attacking us. Help us, and whatever. You know what? If they took even a quarter of the funds that they sent over to that nutball of a transvestite over in the Ukraine and actually sent it to the people in the Gaza Strip, they wouldn't have the nightmare they're going through for the past 75-plus years, for that matter. They would be a shining example, just like the U.S. would be a shining jewel to the world if things were actually put on an even keel and actually restored the way it should be to start with. But the aspect that the U.S. military, the U.S. government, wants to act like a prostitute to a pimp known as the Israeli government and the Israeli military, for that matter, it's not going to change until they do. Now, I would like for the U.S. government, I know the U.S. government and the military are not going to hear a word I say and probably wish I was dead, but I can tell you one darn thing. At least I could die with honor compared to them, which are nothing more than a bunch of bloody hypocrites and an insult.
I agree with all of that. See, we're no longer in the democracy. The Biden admin doesn't give a damn what the American people think, what they want, what they believe is right, what they believe is wrong, because they're immune from electoral effects. They have taken control with a Dominion voting machine, with the drop boxes, with massive numbers of mail-in ballots. They even stopped the count last time around in 2020 so they could adjust the vote to make sure Biden would win.
And now,
those are mechanisms of reform built in the Constitution that are being thwarted deliberately by the Democrats to stay in power. And it was JFK. It was JFK, Francis, who observed that those who make peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Yep, and apparently that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that started, fanning the flames of hate, fanning the flames of whatever you want to call it, for that matter. But you know something? If people actually did one thing, as far as the electoral box is concerned, if they only did one simple thing, which I know people will not do, it would bring the whole facade down. And you know what that is?
Tell us, Francis, as your final thought, what should we be doing?
Veto the vote. It's an illusion. Veto it. Turn your back on it. And once they realize that the people are not falling for the facade anymore, then their whole game is shot. With that, I have a green olive and my margarita. Pick your flavor. Later.
Francis, thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Our next caller, Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Thanks for taking the call. I called about the baby propaganda, but real quick on Francis's points, you know, Zionist Christianity, along with the Jewish agenda to build the third temple, it really is kind of a satanic doomsday cult. And Lindsey Graham just came out and said we are in a religious war. So what about church and state? You know, isn't this all, can't we sue them for separation of church and state? You know, we're all supposed to go along and fund this agenda.
Danny's lost his zapping mind. Absolutely. Lindsey Graham has just discredited himself forever. No one should ever take the guy seriously again and get him the hell out of the Senate. He's obviously lost his mind.
Well, he's been like that for years. And there's a documentary about the babies getting their throat cuts. You know, it made me think of the babies in the incubator. There's a good documentary the CBC made called To Sell a War that goes over how that whole babies in the incubator thing in Iraq was all fake.
Sure.
Then it... World War II, I think they had the Japanese throwing babies up and getting them stuck on the bayonet. And then World War I, you know, World War One, it was the Huns, right? The evil German Huns, you know, throwing babies up. It's kind of a, you know, America, you look back and, you know, we're just continuing on the same agenda. I think, you know, it could go back to the Rothschild, the Federal Reserve and all that, but we lie a lot, you know. And I mean, if Iran calls us the Great Satan, I can see why, because it's just all lies on bullshit, you know, like you say, it's just bull crap.
Dan, you're making so many great points. Americans never seem to look at the situation from the other guy's point of view, you know. But it's really the media trying to tell us what to think. I mean, after all, Russia had a totally legitimate security concern with the missiles, NATO missiles being on the Ukraine border. And that's over and beyond the Donbass. And the fact they're about to launch a slaughter on the Russian-friendly, Russian-ethnic, Russian-speaking members of the Donbass. Russia had legitimate reasons for the war in Ukraine, but they were never reported by the American media. We have been played for suckers and saps, and it continues to this day. Your final thought, Dan?
Now, it's the idea of your fellow neighbor, do unto others to do unto them. That's a Christian concept, but it shows you that the Jewish concept of just lie and do whatever to get power has basically been ruling America for 100 years, it seems like. Like, you know, I mean,
Dan,
it's not a,
Dan, I love, great call. I look forward to future hearing from you again. Meanwhile,
you.
Tom in Utah. Tom, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim.
Greetings.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
In 2004, a group of Israeli families saw my work on familyversusstate.org, and I got drafted into helping these families in Israel with child protective system abuses over there. And they're telling me right now, they're the voice that is not heard. The people in Israel, the common people in Israel, are freaked out, and they're not happy with the criminality of the their national leadership. In fact,
sounds like their relationship to their government is a lot like our relationship to ours, Tom.
One of the reasons they were being disarmed is because they were too empathetic with the Palestinians. In fact, several of my friends through that relationship had gone into the West Bank and trying to help defend these people, and they got themselves into trouble. And so I think that part of that effort to disarm the Palestinian or the Israeli people is because they were sick and tired of the abuses that their neighbors and friends were experiencing.
Yes. Yes. Good point. Further thoughts, Tom? Do you have a final thought?
Just the fact that their voice is silent. They are silent.
They may be just as appalled as we are at what's going on right now in relation to Gaza. Tom, thank you very much for your call. Ken in Texas. Ken, join the conversation.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little about Zionist Christianity. They're the ones that are going to go along with this. I moved to Texas from New Jersey. My family wanted to come down here because they had kids and they liked the laws. It's a lot better down here, but a lot of New Jersey in Texas, I'll tell you that, administratively, I've learned. But
there's a lot of New Jersey in Texas.
I've gone to a couple of these churches trying to meet people, you know, and the one church I went to, the first one, it was about 6 months, and they started whipping out the Israeli flag. And, you know, I talked to the pastor. And these guys, you know, and I've listened to the Christian Identity, and I've listened to these pastors go into the true meaning of the Bible, And, you know, it makes everything suspect, especially with the Scofield Bible. And that's all they believe down here. And they'll send their kids in a minute. Even if the hordes that their Jews are bringing over the border with their non-governmental organizations, they'll be beaten at their door as their kids are sending them over there to die for the people that are sending people in to rape and murder them here. That's the mentality here. And there's a lot of them. And, you know, I started getting to know about the Jew back from the Donahue show with David Cole when I was a kid. Then I got out of high school and I worked in a machine shop. And there was a lot of Germans in there that fought for Germany. Let's just say that. And I learned a lot. And all the other old guys that were fighting for America, they didn't get along. And I started finding out why. And I learned a lot. This one guy, Osis, he had SS tattoo. He was young. He was drafted at 16 into the SS. It was the end of the war. And he would start talking about the concentration camps and what they would say. This man's veins would stick out in his neck, and he would scream lies. This was on the shop floor. So I knew something was up. And then I joined the military. In 1983, I stood on the aircraft carrier, the USS Eisenhower. We were dead in the water, off the coast of Israel, I mean Lebanon. The Marines that were on deck, we didn't even have anything on the waistcoat. The Marines are saying, we're so close they could hit us with the grenades, the rocket-propelled grenades. Admiral Tuttle got reamed for that. But I was watched the Jews just bomb the shit out of the Riviera of the Middle East. I watched them. And they pulled us off station because we had been at sea for like 98 days. Ran us over to Naples. We weren't there a day, and then they hit the Marines. We sent everybody from our shop. This is the point I was going to make. The other day, I was reading through my feeds, and the Christian militia popped up over in Lebanon. I haven't heard about the Christian militia since 1983. We sent ordnance men over there to the beach to teach them how to operate their ordnance. I was an AO. I didn't go, but they sent the younger guys. I was older, plus I was a petty officer. They wanted me on board. But I wanted to get off the ship. Everybody just wanted to get off that goddamn ship. They were overdue by 3 weeks. And I think we were dead in the water because we ended up picking them up at sea. They got through the Marines. The Marines put them on a dinghy and said, just start paddling out in the ocean, and we picked them up. But they held them for 3 weeks because they couldn't get the ordnance. They were pre-arming. And they were blowing the shit out of their wings when they were pickling. But that Christian militia came up about 3 weeks ago. And when I heard that name, I said, God damn it, something's going to happen. Because I haven't heard that name in 40 years. They're bringing back the Christian militia again, which is an Israel front. You know, so I knew something was up. But they're going to bring back the draft. And everybody's going to line up to go fight for these people. And as they're wrecking our economy, as the Marxist education they give us in our schools is all them. Lincoln was a Marxist. The whole Civil War was a Marxist. Been listening to Gaddy for 4 years now. Can't find any fault. I lived long enough and studied history enough and know timelines good enough to know it's true. You know, the truth rings out. This has all been a Marxist takeover, and it goes back to the City of London. It goes back to the Constitution. The rich and the famous, the well-born, they hijacked the revolution. There was no farmers. There was nobody that fought the Revolutionary War represented in Philadelphia in 1787. It was the 6%, the wealthy and the well-born, that didn't want to separate anyway. Then they got their bank, and they had our claws in it. How come Christianity was taken out of the Constitution? You know, the Quakers wanted it installed. They wouldn't even listen to them. But Haim Solomon's letter, the head of the Philadelphia synagogue, got read by Benjamin Franklin in there that pulled Christianity out of there. All the states, all the states, 12 out of 13, or it was 11 out of 13, had a Christian oath. You had to be a Christian to live here. Constitution took that out. So now here we are. And here we are in the Middle East. And they're going to get their war. And they're going to bring us into it. And we're going to send our boys over there. And you know what they're going to do? It's going to be woke. They're going to take, they're going to take all the white men with families. and children and wives so the state can get a hold of those kids, especially like my family. They'll take them because they don't go with the shots. They don't believe any of this crap anymore. I mean, here's another little tidbit. My daughter does a lot of research. She has a huge book about vaccinations. The one friend of hers is thinking about the meningitis shot. And, you know, I went off. Like, why would this woman do that? She's probably not going to do it. Hopefully not. But she goes to this pediatrician who's still in Jersey. He's still in Jersey. And the PN was telling her that nobody in their practice is vaccinating their kids now. And she doesn't know why. And I was like, well, she told her that. Why would she give her kids the shot? You know, you can't believe anything they pharmaceuticals say. You know, they're all liars. They control the government. They control the press. They control the universities. They control the intelligence agencies. They control everything. Can't tell these giant Zionist Christians, Judeo-Christians on the Scopeville Bible Jewish crap down here. And I even find it suspect about the New Testament. They murdered all the apostles except for John. They stuck him in a cave, and he wrote Revelations. And Saul Paul, he was the last one to come in. He was a Sadducee and, the Pharisee. And then he gets to write it.
Ken, you're so passionate. You're so passionate in your views. I'd love to keep you longer, but I got several others who want to say it. Give us a final thought, Ken.
I think the death toll is going to be very high, and they're going to target the white middle-class people in this country to go fight this war, up to 44. And if they're married and are stable and have kids, these woke SOBs are going to pull those people first. Like I told my kids, they're not getting mad yet. I'm trying to get them to get upset. They like start really looking into this stuff. I said, your husband and you are going to be drafted to go fight for these cretins. And they're going to leave your kids here. That's who they're going to take. They're going to target, just like the DOG targets everybody else that they don't like. They're going to target the group people that send the draft notices out. Because Hezbollah is getting ready to come in. They're ready to come in Jordan. They're evacuating Jordan. They got heavy armor coming in. Tomorrow, I think it's going to pop. And I hope they get the goal line fights back. And I hope they annihilate those son of a bitches. Those Israeli pigs that are mass murderers have been doing this to the world. That's my final point.
This has been a great call. I can't thank you enough. Peter in Louisiana, join the conversation, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's Peter in Los Angeles.
Oh.
I just wanted to say these are some great callers. And the gentleman right before me said made the point about them controlling the media, them controlling, of course, Congress, them controlling all those state legislatures. They bought off both parties, both political parties. They own the media, both the corporate media and the web, pretty much, to a very large extent, and certainly all the people that fix the election, like Google and Facebook, all these people that were involved in fixing the election, they've got their hand in everything. But the power, all the power, most of the power flows from the fact that they can print money out of nothing, and have never been audited in 110 years now, and so you can. What can't you accomplish, Jim, if you can print money out of nothing and then charge interest for it? Over 113 years, you can take over everything, and they have. Look at Vanguard and BlackRock and everything else, and the entire country. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, where he differentiated his vision of the New World Order was involved people to a large extent, at least to a large extent than I did, who were the old WASP establishment. I said the WASP establishment has been in power for years. If you can point to one institution that isn't controlled by the Jews, one, in the United States. You know, he came up with the Supreme Court, which had six non-Jews, but of course three Jews, and the other ones are bought off, frankly. But nevertheless, but that's it. You can't. That's the only one he could come up with. But the point I really wanted to make in summation here is that one of the things they've been able to do is they've been able to take out civics is no longer really taught, and morality and ethics is no longer taught anywhere. And they control the culture with movies and television and everything else, music.
Yes.
And when you take out morality and ethics, and when people have no idea what their rights are and aren't trained in their own rights, then the only thing left is money. And that's what they control.
Yes. Peter, you make really nice points. Excellent, excellent call. Final thought?
I just want to say that I was a professional infantry officer for years. And the 2006 thing, when the Israelis went into Lebanon against Hezbollah, they went in 30,000 against 2,500 Hezbollah fighters. The Hezbollah, Israel had unlimited tanks, unlimited air, unlimited artillery. They went through all of our artillery and bomb dumps, as well as their own. They had all, unfettered communications and a much more primitive Hezbollah than there is today. By the way, Hezbollah is configured for defense. Hezbollah was like the Japanese on Iwo Jima. They were dug in and they were ready to die. And the Israelis were not. They will not close. The Israeli army will not close with the enemy. They consider themselves too chosen, too superior to get down and dirty. Which, when you to close with and destroy the enemy, you've got to close with and destroy it. If they can't take you out with precision, long range fires or air, they won't close. Which is why they lost. They couldn't.
This is a great points, Peter. I love them all, and I think Hezbollah is going to have to become involved. And if Hezbollah becomes involved, Syria and then Iran, and then all bets are off. I think this is going to spin into a world war, sad to say. I really appreciate your military expertise, Peter. You're contributing a lot.
Well, let me just say that in 30 days of fighting, the Israelis with a 10-to-1 advantage unspeakable material advantage, just complete. They couldn't advance 5,000 meters. I'm talking meters, 3.5 miles, 3 miles, into outside of their own border. And that was in an Israeli military that was far less woke than it is now.
But they're much better at slaughtering innocent civilians, women and children, Peter, as they're doing in Gaza. Right
now, shoot down stone throwing adolescents and humiliate women. That's right.
Right, pick off kids for sport. Thanks for a great call, Peter. Call again, Joe in Florida. Join the conversation, Joe.
Hey Jim, thanks for taking my call. Amazing show today, and great callers. And you are right on, Mark. You're on fire tonight. Thank you for telling the story the way it should be told. I think of this depraved psychopath, Benjamin Netanyahu, and there's no doubt in my mind that he has the kind of diseased brain that would rationalize losing about 1,000 or so Israelis just to accomplish his goals, his 20-year mission that he's been pushing for 20 years to start a war against Iran and to shore himself up, because he was literally about 10 minutes away from being kicked out of the prime minister's office until this very convenient war happened. I'm not saying he created the war. There's no doubt that he obviously allowed it. The Mossad, it knows everything that happens everywhere in Israel and in Gaza. And so thanks for making that point. I wanted to just really quickly, interview requests. I don't know if you ever take those, but Dr. E. Michael Jones has just come out with his amazing new book, The Holocaust Narrative. I even have Dr. Jones' email, which he does give out if you wanted to call and request. It's jones@culturewars.com. He's open for interviews. I'm not connected to him in any way, but he's just an amazing thing. And I will connect it to this. So the Holocaust narrative, which is now, it's changed over many decades. But this reminds me of this whole thing about 40 beheaded Jewish babies that's been out in the media, okay? Now, and yeah. It's been repeated even by the really degenerate zombie Zionist Joe Biden, okay? Even he's repeating it. In the beginning with the Holocaust narrative, there were things that were being said around that time. And then later, for instance, Elie Wiesel, the notorious Holocaust pusher, was referring to, and even refers to in his book, I understand, things like babies being thrown into flaming pits. This is something that he was pushing. Subsequently, it's been retracted. Nobody repeats this kind of nonsense about the alleged crime of Germans. Now, to me, this is an exact example of the Jewish war propaganda we're hearing now. I mean, who in their right mind could believe such a preposterous story about 40 babies being beheaded? I mean, on its face, it's preposterous. And yet... Yeah. People are pushing it as if it's really authentic.
I know.
And, you know, it's that type of Jewish propaganda that is designed to literally drive people hysterical.
I know. Have emotions overwhelm reason. A final thought, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to say that aside from all the energy and the passion that even I have, I also think... For anybody that has an awareness of God, it's a good time to get good with God, because if we do go into World War III, we're going to need him. And I think we should be praying for peace, because these psychopaths in Washington who are Zionist puppets from beginning to end, Democrat, Republican, they're all Zionist puppets, they are marching us into World War III, and I think we need to pray, honestly. But God bless you, and think about getting Dr. Jones on the show. It's an amazing book, and I'm sure you would love it.
He's a great guy, Joe. Thanks for the call. Apologies, David and John and James, for not getting you on today. Be sure to call in early tomorrow. We'll hear your thoughts. Thanks for being here. Don't let yourself be played.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.